This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to AP correspondent Sagar Magani, aides say that U.S. President Trump has started talking about his own future after leaving office.
They say he's mused about declaring another White House bid in 2024. Some believe he'll at least openly play with the idea to boost his public relevance. In the meantime, the president's largely stopped taking part in the nation's day-to-day governing, watching even more TV than usual and angrily tweeting about electoral fraud without providing evidence.
That is AP correspondent Sagar Magani. People in the U.S. state of Ohio are told to put the mask back on. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the coronavirus has spiked across his state, leading to his decision to reinstate a mandatory mask order.
We know that masks work.
As for possible business shutdowns, DeWine says depending on the outbreak, some may have to close.
If the current trend continues and cases keep increasing, We'll be forced to close restaurants, bars, and fitness centers.
Just over 900 cases were reported in Ohio on September 23rd. Less than 6 weeks later, that daily number had skyrocketed to more than 5,300. I'm Tim McGuire.
This comes as the U.S. state of Texas Wednesday became the first state with more than a million confirmed COVID-19 cases, with California right behind as a surge of coronavirus infections engulfs the country. Texas is the second most populous state, California the highest, the first most populous, and it recorded more than 1 million coronavirus cases and over 19,000 deaths. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Japan is opposing any actions that escalate tension in the East and South China Seas. That's according to Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Wednesday as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia. But he did add that Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country. His four-day visit to the two Southeast Asian countries, his first overseas trip since taking office last month, is part of Japan's efforts to bolster ties with key regional countries amid concerns about China's growing assertiveness in the region. This trip follows a meeting in Tokyo this month of the Quad as an informal grouping of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States, and Washington sees as a bulwark against China's growing regional influence. China has denounced the grouping of the four democracies as a mini-NATO aimed at containing its development. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Wednesday blamed U.S. sanctions and pressure on the United Nations and Syria's neighbors for the return of more than 5 million refugees who fled the conflict there to return. Of Syria's 17 million people, 5.5 million are living as refugees in a region, mostly in Turkey, and a further 6 million are uprooted within their own country. Assad said millions of refugees were being forced to stay in host countries by pressure or intimidation, and that host states were enticing them financially while benefiting from internationally aiding them. Western countries and all of Syria's neighbors, with the exception of Lebanon, say conditions are not safe for the voluntary return of refugees, many of whom fled from Russian and Syrian government bombing of their own towns during the course of the decade-old conflict. Bahrain's Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa is taking over as his country's prime minister after the death of the world's longest-serving prime minister at the age of 84. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, who died on Wednesday, repeatedly put down opposition unrest during a half-century in power. The new premier, who's 51, has been viewed as the ruling family's leading proponent of social and economic reforms, although some changes were blocked in years passed by family hardliners. A new study finds that hurricanes are staying stronger longer after striking land than they did decades ago, and that means more destruction inland. Wednesday's study blames man-made climate change for making ocean water warmer and increasing the staying power of storms. In the 1960s, a typical hurricane lost two-thirds of its power within 17 hours. Now it typically takes almost 33 hours for the storm to decay that much. More at VOAnews.com. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.